Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let me get some inside dirt on Rick Bird. We'll find out if he slept yet, anything like that. He joins us now.
There's no time for sleep.
Nick Musinski, great to have you with us.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. How about you? Let me ask you first. Have you slept more than, 8 hours since Sunday?
Since Sunday? Yeah, I think I have. Sunday was pretty crazy. After the whole selection process, we were all kind of last second running around trying to figure out, when we were leaving and all that stuff. But, we got to bed then, got up Monday, flew to Dayton, and then, prepared for Dayton on Monday, and then, played, and then we had a late night / early morning yesterday, and got up a little bit later today, and now we just arrived at the arena in Jacksonville.
What was that process like? Because I'll say this, even just having the party, the watch party, Coach Bird said later he'd kind of put you guys' chance. He thought at around 20% you'd get a bid. I think there were some national basketball guys, and they said Belmont's not getting in. And there were others who said Belmont should definitely get in. I thought it was a bold move just to have the party to watch. Did you have a little fear inside, though, that we're going to watch this whole thing and it's not going to happen?
Yeah, I think that's natural. I think that, everybody kind of has that doubt, like, oh, no. And, looking at all the previous examples of mid-majors vying for at-large bids, you kind of see there have been a lot of unsuccessful trips there. But, I think we were confident in what we had shown the country through, our first, 30 or so games of the year. And I thought we put ourselves in a pretty good spot, and thankfully the committee thought the same.
Nick Musinski from Belmont. They call you Moose, right? So can we say Moose is our guest?
Yeah, you're more than welcome to do that.
Moose, our guest.
Does that strictly come from your last name there? Just too hard to say, so everybody shortens it to Moose?
Yeah, actually, my road roommate last year, the freshmen were paired with seniors. So I live with Burton Sampson, and he just looked at me one day and he said, Musinski's just too long, so I'm just going to call you Moose. I was like, all right. And it just honestly kind of stuck and caught fire from there.
Well, there you go. Moose it is. Okay, you have battled an ankle injury. I know at one point you were practicing, but it was kind of limited. I know it was a pretty significant ankle sprain. What was the process of you after the conference tournament and having to miss that championship game and then jumping into practice and then playing so well last night? What was the process when it comes to your ankle for you?
Yeah, Saturday was really, really emotional, obviously, because I was unable to be out there with the guys, and then also because we got beat. So just kind of knowing that we could, knowing that I could, have a chance to come back and play. I just, really put all my focus into that, knowing that there was even a chance. Just trying to, walk on it and then get some mobility, get some movement, then kind of get that strength back. And then, Sunday I went through kind of a half speed practice, Monday a bit more full speed. But, Tuesday was definitely as hard as I've gone since the Austin Peay semifinal game. And, I mean, it took a few minutes to knock that rust off. But once we kind of got rolling, it went pretty smoothly.
How's that ankle feeling today?
Yeah, what percentage are you right now, would you say?
Percentage? I don't really know. It's hard to say. I think by the time we tip off tomorrow against Maryland, it'll be 100, though.
That's all that matters.
I like it.
Nick, what, there's so much talk, and we talked on this radio show, okay, like we know Rick Bird and Belmont he's going to do anything he can to make sure that his team doesn't feel the pressure, and this team has been so good all year, but you have to think that there was some pressure on you guys getting an at-large bid to walk into this NCAA tournament and to perform and show the nation that was a justified at-large bid. What does it mean to be able to do that to you last night?
Yeah, I mean, you say pressure, and I think there probably was a little bit just because kind of based on that or the mid-major at-large history. But I think this is a group that really embraces that. We love to play basketball. That's what we love to do. We love to do it together. So just kind of embracing that moment and maybe not as much of a pressure, but more of a challenge and opportunity that we definitely embrace in the moment. And it meant a lot for our program, for the other mid-majors, showing that there's a lot of good teams in this country. Not all of them necessarily have to be in those big boy conferences. But there's just a lot of talent, and I think we definitely showed that we have some of that talent last night.
Your Belmont bio, actually in your bio on the Belmont website, it calls you a late bloomer. You seem to be doing fine with me. Why were you such a late bloomer?
Being big, it took me a little bit to grow into my body.
I never had that problem.
Yeah, I was uncoordinated. Not that I'm super coordinated now, but I was really uncoordinated back then. My freshman year, I played freshman ball. Sophomore year, I played JV. My junior year, wasn't really sure if I was going to start on the varsity team. Kind of at the end of my junior year, I kind of caught fire, kind of got hot there. Was lucky enough to play with a team that Belmont saw me play at in one tournament. They weren't even looking for me, really. They were looking at somebody else. They happened to see me. They liked what they saw. Ended up being a perfect match. And so I was always kind of, you know, behind the curve in comparison to, you know, all those guys who were getting, you know, Division I looks their freshman years of high school. And then, you know, last year being a red shirt, kind of taking that time. But, you know, I was really patient with the process, knowing that, you know, if I continue to put in the work and have the right mindset and go about things the right way, that they would eventually pan out. And I think so far that has probably been the case.
Nick Musinski, our guest from Belmont. Coach Bird has probably never had a team with this many freshmen. And it was interesting talking to him before the season. He said, you know, I don't have a choice. I mean, we have a very young team. I'm excited about what those guys can do. But again, I don't have a choice. I've got to lean on them. And guys like yourself, a red shirt, but still playing so well. I mean, I dare to say it. You may have rejuvenated Coach Bird a little bit, all you youngsters.
I think we like rejuvenated him. I don't know. But I think we definitely bring a lot of energy. I mean, you know, with me, Grayson, Caleb, Tate, guys like that, we all were redshirts last year. We all watched guys like Amanze and Austin, all of them thrive last year, and obviously fall a little bit short of that goal, but it definitely made us even hungrier. You know, the fact that we want to contribute, and we came here to play basketball. So the fact that we get to do that now, it kind of made us extra hungry, kind of let us pin our ears back even more, worked really, really hard for about 18 months there straight. And really, you know, we bring, you know, energy. I mean, we just, this is what we do. Like, we love to play basketball. So day in and day out, like, we're excited to just get out there and compete every day. And so, you know, Coach, I don't think he's ever lost any fight. I mean, you love Coach. So I definitely think it doesn't hurt any that, you know, we make a lot of mistakes out there, you know, glaringly sometimes. But we definitely, like, we make up for it in other ways. And our energy is probably one of those.
Well, I'll tell you, Nick, the whole city of Nashville is behind you guys. Middle Tennessee, I think even the Boulevard Battlers down the street, Lipscomb, probably rooting for you guys too. Everybody here, and you guys just keep it rolling, and we'll all keep watching.
Another one.
And we'll just keep enjoying the ride.
Yep, and we saw Lipscomb got the win against Davidson, so it's good to see them doing as well. But that's definitely the plan. We're really looking forward to tomorrow. It's been a great experience so far.
Yes, sir. Well, y'all keep that energy up, all right? Try to get some sleep.
Yes, sir.
He's right. About to go practice.
The man they call Moose. I know he's got practice
he's
now.
He's got practice now.
The man they call Moose, Nick Musinski. He had 16 points last night. Again, that was after missing the OVC title game. And you could hear it in his voice when you asked him what it was like to miss it. And you could tell that guy's a competitor, and he hated not being out there. And we know this. Murray State's got a great squad, but wouldn't it have been fun to see Belmont go into that game fully operational?
And it would have been interesting to see what a difference his presence would have made and could have made there in the middle. He talked about being such a big guy. It took him a while.
Growing
6'11". Yeah. 6'11". I can see that. By the way, he played volleyball in high school.
I saw that. You played volleyball. Don't you have to be pretty coordinated to play volleyball?
Yeah, usually.
I mean, that's not simple.
Usually. I don't know. So I got a stat for you.
Okay. I love stats.
In regards to Belmont here, since the play-in game started back in 2011, a team from the first four has won a game in the NCAA tournament every single year. And six of those have been 11 seeds.
I want them to win again so bad. Don't you? This is so much fun.
I think they got a chance. We can
I do too.
I know we have Coach Mack in the next segment. We're going to talk a lot of draft and Titans and all that. But later in the show, we can kind of jump into Maryland a little bit and what they are going to present Belmont.
Sounds good. Coach McGinnis, Dave McGinnis joins us for three segments.